This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. If you park in a meter in downtown Birmingham or the Southside neighborhood, you better be carrying coins. It can take up to 8 quarters to park for 2 hours in some spots. But in an age where mobile apps and credit cards reign, the city's looking to give drivers options. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
Patricia Irvin works in a Homewood Medical office. Recently, she made a quick trip to the county courthouse in downtown Birmingham. Irvin circled the block a few times, then she found a parking spot. But she needed to feed the meter.
I got here and I'm like, I had to scrounge just some change because, you know, I don't keep cash or change on me.
She looked in her purse and found 50 cents. Around Lynn Park, that half dollar buys 30 minutes. If the meter expired before Irvin returned, the dreaded parking enforcement officers might have tucked a ticket on her windshield. Now, some city officials want to give drivers options. One would be to pay with a credit card, either at a pay station or through a mobile app. Another option would be to call a toll-free number to pay. Councilman Darrell O'Quinn is chairman of the city's transportation committee. In the next few months, he says the committee plans to test these alternative payment methods.
We would invite these companies to essentially show us what they've got and identify an area most likely where parking meters are not operating currently or where there are parking meters but they're not functional.
Birmingham has more than 4,500 parking meters. Some of them work, some of them don't. Right now, if you park in a broken meter, you don't have to pay. That would change with a new system, O'Quinn says.
You would still have to pay either by dialing a 1-800 number or paying through a mobile app.
He says if it's easier to pay for parking, more people will actually pay. City officials say about 40% of the people who get parking tickets don't pay them, so the city loses thousands of dollars every year in uncollected parking fines. More payment options could mean more revenue for the city, O'Quinn says. That's what happened in Coral Gables, Florida. That city upgraded its parking app about 6 years ago, says Parking Director Kevin Kinney. Since then, he estimates the city has collected about $3 million more a year.
If you want to, you can still go to the pay station and use a credit card or bills. But at this point, almost 67% of our transactions for on-street parking happen through pay by phone.
There are a few steps for drivers. They download an app, enter their car tag number, and a credit card or debit info. Enforcement officers can scan the tags to verify a driver has paid. A few minutes before time runs out, drivers get an alert on their phones. Kenny says it's working out well.
It took some people a little bit longer to adopt the new technologies and get comfortable with how things are done now. But at this point, it seems like everybody's pretty happy with the new system.
Birmingham City Councilman O'Quinn says he's hoping for similar success in Birmingham. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.